With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The talks in Alaska may not have concluded with a ceasefire Friday, but President Trump says he and Russia's Vladimir Putin did make great progress toward ending the war in Ukraine.
There were many, many points that we agreed on, most of them, I would say, a couple of big ones that we haven't quite gotten there, but we've made some headway.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky meets with President Trump at the White House on Monday. Former Trump Deputy National Security Advisor Victoria Coates says she understands why Israel is pursuing a military solution to its fight with Hamas.
I think everyone in Israel was horrified by those videos of the hostages emaciated, digging their own graves in the terror tunnels beneath Gaza. Time is running out for them. So the notion that you're not going to go in because something might happen to the hostages, I mean, we either get them out now or we don't.
Intelligence expert retired Colonel Tony Schaefer says anti-Semitism lies at the root of many European leaders' belief in a two-state solution for the Palestinians.
And somehow these nations believe that giving some sort of a deference or recognition to Palestine, you're going to actually have a positive effect in helping the Palestinians. I would argue it's the opposite.
Schaefer believes a two-state solution would only give Hamas even more power over the Palestinian people and make attacks on Israel more likely. Aaron has rapidly become a Category 5 hurricane in the Caribbean, currently north of Anguilla with winds of 160 miles per hour. The storm is moving west but forecast to turn northward in the coming days and could affect several islands, raising concerns about flooding and landslides. Ongoing trouble in New Orleans, Mayor LaToya Cantrell has been indicted in an alleged scheme to conceal a romantic relationship with her bodyguard. She and Jeffrey Vapier are accused of exchanging encrypted messages to avoid detection and erasing them. This is SRN News. A Texas woman sues an abortion pill provider. More details from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Liana Davis says the father of her unborn child caused her to have a miscarriage by slipping abortion pills into a hot beverage she was drinking without her knowledge. Her lawsuit states that the father, quote, obtained these drugs from Aid Access, a criminal organization that illegally ships abortion pills into Texas and other jurisdictions where abortion has been outlawed. A growing number of such cases are coming before U.S. courts as the pills become easier to get. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A review by the AP shows that many of President Trump's nominees to the federal courts have revealed pro-life views being associated with pro-life groups or defended pro-life laws. Some of the nominees have also helped defend their state's abortion restrictions in court, and some have been involved in cases with national impact. The president's judicial nominees will be in position to protect the unborn long after he leaves the White House. This is SRN News. Flash floods triggered by torrential rains have killed more than 280 people in India and Pakistan. Scores are missing as rescuers brought to safety some 1,600 people from two mountainous districts in the neighboring countries.
In Pakistan, in the remote Banjar district, in the northeastern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, hundreds watch a rescue operation with a helicopter overhead, evacuating stranded people from a flash flood scene. Heavy machinery is used to clear debris at the mountainous mud-filled site. Also in Banjar, a helicopter carrying relief supplies crashed in bad weather, killing all five people on board, including two pilots, a government statement said. I'm Charles Tulethesma.
Canada's government has forced Air Canada and the union representing flight attendants into arbitration after a work stoppage stranded more than 100,000 travelers around the world during peak summer travel season. It means the 10,000 flight attendants will return to work soon. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.